Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, Empowering Wellness and Oneness. I'm Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, published author on Amazon Books, Reiki Master, Gifted Intuitive, Yoga Instructor, and Spiritual Teacher. Today in the Healing Soul, I'm going to be talking about the 12 dimensions and traveling through the 12 dimensions in your spirit body. The 12 dimensions are talked about in esoteric text, and here's a few quotes. The path through the dimensions is not upward, but inward. The deeper you go, the higher you rise. So going within to realize your limitless self, your soul self. Here's another. Each dimension is a doorway, an invitation to see with the soul rather than the senses. So being that spirit body and traveling through time and space to connect to nature, to everything, to oneness, to one love. Beyond the third dimension lies a realm where time folds, intention creates reality, and our soul remembers. And here's the last quote. The higher the dimension, the more light and less density you carry. Ascension is not escape, it's expansion. And those were all channeled words through spirit. So going within and expanding, and I know each of you listening has felt an out-of-body spirit at one time or another, that feeling of when you're sleeping, astral traveling, of not being in your body, and then coming back to your body. I used to do it as a kid all the time. And the 12 dimensions, we go from our dense body all the way up to the Atman and one with God in divine bliss. So, like I said, the first dimension, you're more dense and your energy is in your body. And you're just a being. You are a being in this dense body walking around. That's the first dimension. The second dimension, you go up a little bit in beginnings of form, of life, of consciousness. The third dimension is your ego, your physical form. You connect with space and 3D space. Like I said, a strong ego identification, very dense still. And then going up to the fourth dimension, time, emotion, astral travel. So you're getting a little bit higher energy and frequency. And we've talked about frequency in the past, that our cells vibrate, everything vibrates. Mother Earth vibrates and gives off a hertz. So just connecting to the different energies. The fifth dimension is unity consciousness and feelings of unconditional love, knowing that we're one with everything and everything is one with us. That blissful feeling of heaven on earth. And you're raising your frequency just a little bit higher. And then going to the sixth dimension. We've talked about sacred geometry in past podcasts. And divine oneness and thoughts creating our reality. So those positive affirmations that say for yourself, and everyone has had a shift of gratitude when they're appreciative and you feel your energy rise just a little bit higher and you have more positive thoughts, and those positive thoughts shift you into having synchronicities that are more positive in your life. And that level where you connect with soul groups, your soulmate, it is in the sixth dimension. And going up even higher, we go to the seventh dimension, our oversoul, group consciousness, merging our soul awareness with others. And in seventh, I always say seven from heaven, it's a very spiritual realm of consciousness and knowingness, and not just having self-awareness, but having soul awareness of who you really are. Moving up even higher to the eighth dimension, we've talked about the Akashic Records, the story of your life, your past, present, and your future. the story and the book of your life can be accessed in the Akashic Records. And that's at the eighth dimension. And you can look back and do the Akashic Record meditation that I did in the past. But it's the field of all possibilities for you personally. Your past, your present, and your future, they all exist at once in this eighth dimension. It's like I said, the Akasha has the energy field, and the Akashic Records are the karmic records of your timeless soul, of all the things that you can be, and all of your possibilities and opportunities. So staying open to receiving messages and connecting once again with your soul. And the ninth dimension, that's the dimension of angels. And I've talked about calling your angels into the room with you, asking your angels and archangels for help every day in every way. And that's how our spirit can connect to the ninth dimension through the angelic realm and through communication with the angels, calling them into the room, asking for their help daily. And then you've got the 10th dimension, universal consciousness. The wisdom that you can tap into in meditation is in the 10th dimension. All the answers to all of your questions lie in the 10th dimension. The connection to the universal mind, into your mind, to the universal heart, in your heart, following your intuitive heart, and tapping in, asking the questions in meditation, and being quiet and listening for the answers from universal consciousness to come to you. Next, we go even higher to the 11th dimension. And it's infinite potential. Your soul is boundless and infinitely. It's like the infinity loop from heaven to earth. All things are possible when you connect to this pure divine energy in the 11th dimension. You can tap into your soul's potential in the 11th dimension. So open yourself and allow that soul connection. And meditation is always the best way, at least it is for me. And you listening, whatever you need to do to feel the connection from earth to heaven, because really the 12 dimensions are aspects from matter and elements and earth all the way to the heavenly realms where angels preside. And that universal connection from heaven to earth are the 12 dimensions. It's traveling through space and time and the dimensions in our spirit self, our soul self. And how can we do that? We can do that in meditation. We can do that in channeling, asking spirit to come through us. You can do that in connecting to Mother Earth and nature and just opening and clearing your chakras. You can connect to the 12 dimensions and your soul can travel through time and space where all things are possible for you because each and every person listening right now is already whole. You're already connected, whether you realize it or not, to your soul and to all these possibilities that exist energetically at different frequency. And that's why I love solfeggios for clearing your chakras and opening them. And having your chakras open and clear allows you to connect to the 12 dimensions where all things are possible, where answers and universal wisdom can be tapped into for you listening. So if you feel stuck, you can go get a Reiki healing or energy clearing or go to a sound bath. Einstein said the future medicine is in frequency, and I totally believe that. That's why you feel better after a sound bath. That's why when a healer uses tuning forks, when I give Reiki sessions, I use tuning forks, and people feel their vibration shift higher, and it clears them. So in the physical body, like I said, we're denser, so clearing those chakras to get that energetic connection by opening your chakras, by sound healing, And by Reiki healing and energy healing and frequency healing of listening to solfeggios. So rising higher, we go to that etheric body, that vital body that connects our physical and getting more spiritual and rising higher. And it's the blueprint, the double of our physical body, and it's our energy body, that etheric body. Next, we've got our emotional body, our astral body. That's the body that disconnects when we astral travel and we go through space and time. And I remember going and flying around the neighborhood in astral travel when I was a kid. And the emotional body is our expression of what we're feeling. It's where we feel empathy for our friends or for a loved one. And even our attraction, who we're attracted to, can be felt in our emotional body. And next we have our mental body. It connects to the elements, and I talked about the elements last time too. And the mental body connects with air, our emotional body, fire. Our etheric body is water. And connecting to the elements, and that's why we always start with our physical body and grounding ourselves and feeling that vibration come up into our body from Mother Earth. And then, like I said, the mental body connects to air, our breath, the breath work. That's why breath work can be so opening and so clearing for you. And it's where you have clarity in your thoughts. You can think of solutions to every problem that you have in your mental body. And then moving higher, we go to our spiritual body, the Akashic ether, that getting those messages about our life, what's best for our future in meditation. We can connect to this Akashic energy in the ethers, in our spiritual body. And going to the next body is our cosmic body, our Buddhic body, where our intuition and divine love and unity lie. And that's where you can increase, ask God, increase my intuition and my knowingness about my life, for my life, and ask questions in meditation through your intuition and receive the messages in your knowingness. And next we have our divine body, our Atma body, our spiritual soul self. That is where we bask in our divine body, in the divine, beautiful white light that fills us, that revitalizes us. This is our higher spiritual self, our soul self that literally beams the white divine light that is within us, that spark of divine that sits in your soul right now. Every single person listening, I want you to sit in your heart and imagine that divine spark, that divine light in you growing stronger and brighter and brighter. And we'll do a meditation in a minute. But this is your path to enlightenment in the divine body. It's where your divine will, your soul's path lies in your divine light body, the knowingness of all your soul came back to do. So in the 12 dimensions, in your spirit body, you can travel through all these space and time. And think of it like toruses, like portals and tunnels that you walk through. And that you could even imagine stairs going up and that you're shifting to the next dimension and going up and expanding out as you go within. So navigating in your spirit body, in your dream work, in your meditation, and going from your lower astral planes of your body, your dense body, and then actually saying, I'm getting lighter, I'm getting lighter. Going to the middle astral planes and watching your thoughts. What are your knowing thoughts that come to you? Rising even higher, going up another staircase to a higher astral plane of spiritual beings and angels and your spirit guides and talking to them and seeing them and asking your angels to come in the room to spread their wings around you and to send you energy and love and knowingness and guidance from your spirit guides. So like I said, it's all about connecting our chakras, our energy bodies of our auric fields, our Akasha energy, our universal heart to our heart, and tapping into universal consciousness and universal wisdom. And I know everybody listening has some kind of problem in their life. And if you can calm yourself in meditation and in breath work and connect to your soul and soul messages, just by a shift in your energy, your life can change for the better. And just hold hope in your heart. And that is where the light shines brightest. And connect to that beautiful oneness and unity in the divine spark within, and the heaven to earth, and that connection, getting out in nature and doing self-care, and that connection will feed your soul. And we always do a meditation, and if you're driving, I know you can't, but if you're at home, kick your shoes off. If it's a nice day, go sit in your backyard and take your shoes off. We're going to do 3 deep breaths. We're going to focus on aligning our chakras with the highest white light of the 12th dimension, transcending our physical body, raising our frequency into universal consciousness, and we're going to surrender our problems to Mother Earth, and we're going to bask in the divine white light and divine energy. So let's take 3 deep breaths, pausing at the top and exhaling loudly. Now I want you to sink into your chair. I want you to align your feet to the floor, feeling Mother Earth, connecting to the earth, knowing that you can release all your problems and all your stress now. I want you to imagine all of your anxiety and all of your stress going into Mother Earth now. Feel the ground beneath your feet. Feel the dirt between your toes. Feel the heartbeat of Mother Earth in your feet going up your body and connecting you to nature. Knowing that you are light and you are love. Grounding yourself now and having that energy just relax you and nurture you and feel nature in every fiber of your beingness and sit in that now. Feel your body relax. Let go of all anxiety and stress in your body. Release it to Mother Earth. This white light washes over you. A knowingness of your wholeness comes to you now. You listening are whole, exactly perfect as you are in this moment. Feel unconditional love wash over you and realize that you are love. You're a part of everything. Now focus on your heart. Open your heart up. Go within and connect to the divine heart, that divine spark that's within you. I want you to see the white light getting brighter out of your heart. Expanding, 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 expanding. You feel unconditional love. You're going higher and shifting higher and shifting higher. Your spirit is shifting higher until you reach the divine. Expanding and raising higher and higher. And sit feeling light now, opening your heart. In the distance, you hear an angel's harp playing throughout heaven and space and time. A love and a peace washes over you now. An angelic presence is in your room, with you, spreading their wings around you and beaming white light and love to you now. I want you to become one with this vibration and angelic love. The vibrations of the heart are playing heavenly sounds, vibrating in your heart and soul, and you're remembering who you really are. A beaming, beautiful white light comes down from heaven and enters your crown chakra, clearing and aligning you to your soul now. This white light fills your third eye and opens it in knowingness. This white light clears your throat chakra, opening it and allowing your soul's words to be heard. This beautiful, blissful white light fills your heart so full that it overflows from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, filling your solar plexus, shining like the sun. Feeling your sacral chakra, your passion in life expands, expands, expands. The white light fills your root chakra so full that your life force is being rejuvenated and vibrantly shines now. Feel your energy increase, increase, increase. Light portals, a torus of light beams through the top of your head all the way to your feet. You're encompassed in your aura, beaming the white light of the divine. Of all 12 dimensions, your spirit can travel in the white light, in the torus, in the portals, in the planes. From matter to spirit, you can rise higher and higher with just the intention. You can astral travel in your dreams and in your sleep to know what's perfect and right and to receive the message over your life. Your free floating spirit that is limitless and free, feel it now. You're weightless. You're full of peace. You are vibrant white light, beaming from every cell in your body. You now feel your soul through your feet, through the top of your head. You are aligned with your soul. You are aligned with the divine. You are an infinite, eternal soul. Own your personal power now. Own your soul power. Walk with confidence of yes, you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. Your soul with the Akashic energy and the infinite connection to heaven and earth are capable of all things. Now sit in your heart and ask your soul what you need to know now. And we're just going to sit in quietude for a moment. Wiggle your toes and gently open your eyes. And I hope you felt that energy. And if you didn't get a message today, keep meditating. It is the best way for your spirit to soar higher and higher and higher. And I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card, and today's is pure bliss. God's unconditional love. This is waiting for you when you die. But the good news is you don't have to die to feel it now. Open your heart, open your mind, and open your soul to receive pure bliss of God's unconditional love for you now. And I want you to know that I appreciate every single one of you listening, and share this episode with someone that needs to be uplifted. Or if you liked it, leave a kind word or a 5-star review and hit the follow button. It really helps me to reach more people. And I appreciate every soul listening. And I want you to know that God loves you, and so do I. The healing soul, empowering wellness and oneness.